and welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. Hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you might celebrate. We are a few days out of New Year's, and even now there's a lot of rumors, a lot of rumblings, movements, departures that are true, obviously, and then there's some that are a little scary, I guess I would say. There's been a lot of activity inside of the RSL Show chat, and I actually just want to read a few text messages because these guys were pretty lively in the chat. So let me pull this up. Alex Napola says, no assistants, no GM, and really no rumors about players coming in. Nothing. It's a bit concerning considering how close we are to preseason. Josh just replied, yep. Extremely concerning. And you know, there's another bit in here about the Chicho Arango rumors that we've been seeing, where he might depart and go to a different club, but actually Alex addressed that and said, you know, I don't know if I believe those rumors. It's April Fool's Day in Latin America today, but if they're still happening tomorrow by more credible people, then he wrote something that I don't know if he wants publicized in a podcast, so I'll stop there. But yeah, there's a lot to be concerned about. You know, great pickup with the addition of Jason Christ. We've seen all of your guys' comments, your positive commentary. It's hard to not be positive when you had Christ basically in the, you know, one of the best eras of Real Salt Lake. So bringing in that nostalgia, bringing in that familiarity, bringing in somebody who obviously has ties to the club. His name is literally on the concrete, up in the rafters at what was called Rio Tinto, now America First Field. So I think we already covered that. We'll cover that more in depth, obviously. And I know the RSL Show has yet to connect with him, but that's also another interview that we're going to try and get. But we do want to shift focus over to the biggest news, which is the departure of Demir Krylock, who is parting with Real Salt Lake after six seasons, and I don't think that's going to be his choice, although, I don't know, it could have been something through negotiations where he's decided to move on. So Real Salt Lake, you know, they announced that they would be basically parting ways, to put it lightly. He is 34 years old, and as of right now, he's got links up to the Vancouver Whitecaps, which is funny because we've had the joke before where we're a farm club for Seattle, where a lot of our management, coaches, obviously players like Rusnak go over there, but a recurring theme or a recurring name that we've seen are the Whitecaps. So the statement that was put out or emailed out, it was a pretty long, extensive one from Kurt Schmidt. But on Twitter, Real Salt Lake posted, "The King, the Cap, the Kid. We have been so fortunate to have had you in Claret and Cobalt for 6 years. We define the RSL way as leading and inspiring soccer culture in Utah. Or put another way, be like Demir Krylock. You have inspired us all. Your legacy on and off the pitch will never be forgotten here in Utah. Thank you for everything, Demir. We wish you nothing but the best. You, Ivana, Mia, and Mary will always be a part of the RSL family." So that's the bid farewell from the Real Salt Lake account. But there is an official statement from Kurt Schmidt, and I do want to read that to you next. So the RSL sporting director, Kurt Schmidt, wrote, "Unfortunately, we are faced with saying a very difficult goodbye to Demir Krylock, a beloved figure in our club's history who provided nearly unparalleled impact, leadership, and service to Real Salt Lake. It's impossible to put into words what Demir has meant to our club during the last 6 years. Everyone across Utah soccer landscape owes Demir a massive debt of gratitude for the countless moments he provided on the field, as well as the community impact he quietly made off it. Demir is a consummate professional, a true gentleman and leader who holds himself and his teammates to the highest of standards. We wish him and his family nothing but success in his future endeavors and want everyone to know that Krylock family will always have a home here in Utah. Well put by Kurt. And to cap this off, from the captain, Demir also released a statement too. I'm just filling you guys in. I'm just going to assume that you guys don't have Twitter and don't have the internet. All right, so here's what Demir had to say. And you can tell he loves this club, man. You can tell he does not want to go, I would think. I mean, this is a very long statement. So he writes, RSL family, I don't know where to start. After so much thinking, it was the most difficult decision I've ever made. A heartbreaking choice to say goodbye to an amazing club, a wonderful team, and a great fan base. Sometimes there are moments when it is too difficult for you to express your feelings how you want to and write this letter. After 6 incredible years, I'm leaving RSL where I had an amazing time and got to experience so many unforgettable moments and emotions. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who shared their experience with me and helped me become a better human and better player. To all staff and all club employees, thanks to everyone who made me feel so loved and appreciated. More than anything, I would like to thank all my teammates, those who left but shared a dressing room with me, and those who still belong to this club. Thank you all for the time we spent together. Hugs to all and love. And of course, a big thank you to all the fans with whom I have always felt a special love, bond, and closeness to, both on and off the field. In our 6 years, we've shared joy, happiness, and pleasure with all of you. I came to help the club achieve its goals and objectives, grow as a soccer player, and improve as a person. With your help, encouragement, and support, we have achieved everything we were hoping for. My family and I will be eternally grateful for the welcome and love we received from this club, the fans, and the state of Utah. Thank you 1,000 times. And even though our paths diverge, I will always be a member of the RSL family. All the best in the future. Wish nothing but success to my RSL next season and beyond. Now a new challenge awaits me. However, I will always worry and support this club. You will forever remain in my heart. With love, DK8, Demir Krylock 8. Let me read that last sentence. However, I will always worry and support this club. I will always worry and support this club. Maybe I'm reading that wrong. But just a beautiful statement from Demir Krylock. There is nothing negative that comes to mind when you think about Demir Krylock, his tenure here, what he's done for this state, what he's done for this club, and what he's done for the community. It was the first time that we had seen anything like Krylock's Corner, purchasing tickets to help serve and get underprivileged kids, families to the match. It's just, it's incredible. The guy is just amazing. I really don't have any other words. Always so humble, so eager to be involved. And even with us at the media, always, I don't know, he was just always so welcoming and embracing to, you know, give us the time, even, you know, podcasts like us. So just a great figure to model the perfect Real Salt Lake player around. Just like Kurt Schmidt said, you know, this is somebody who you want to embody. And this is somebody who you want to build a culture around. And he did an amazing job. You know, unfortunately, due to injury and essentially cutting a lot of minutes in half with his back injury and, you know, thus leading to half the production, it's not how many of us would wanted to see Demir Krylock's career wrap up. But it's still such an honorable and amicable way for him to depart. But there's a lot of torn commentary on, yes, you know, it's time to depart with Krylock, or there are the other people on the other side like, hey, you know, keep him here. Let's retire him here. But now with the new rumors that are yet to be solid confirmed, has him linked over to the Vancouver Whitecaps. And so, you know, he's someone who is probably fighting back to health And I think Real Salt Lake gave him, at least from what I've seen on the outside, sounds like they've given him enough time to try and get back to 100%. He might need that extra push or that extra time. But it sounds like maybe Real Salt Lake has other plans in mind. And since Krylock appears to clearly want to be playing, he's going to have to do that at a different club, unfortunately. So, again, I'm very neutral on the subject. Would I love to see Demir Krylock ride off into the sunset, be given a retirement ceremony at a home match after his last match? Absolutely. We would all want that. I think that'd probably be the first time that all of us run onto the field or something. I don't know. And just carry him out, right? Just we lift him up and give him his proper goodbye. But I just personally want to express thank you. You've set a standard here at Real Salt Lake in the last 6 years in all shapes and forms. How to be a great teammate, how to be a leader, how to be a captain, how to motivate others, how to contribute in moments of brilliance, right? Like he gave us some of those best moments. There's a few memories that are now running through my head and are probably running through yours. Most notably, the karate kick against LAFC to get that trash club out of the playoffs and back in their seats and ultimately sent them home, right? ask me how I feel about LAFC. But yeah, he gave us some great moments, man. And I've had the pleasure of talking to him in person. He's always so cool with me when I go to training. He makes it a point to remember your name, and he makes it a point to welcome you as a friend and treat you with respect no matter who you are. And so I will absolutely miss Demir Krylock. You know, he's one of the few that do that. I mean, in fact, he's probably one of the players who did it consistently, you know? So just such a cool dude, man. We wish you the best. Demir, you know, he replies to the RSL chats a lot. You know, we've had conversations with him on there, all of us. So I don't see why he wouldn't come on the podcast, but he's had his chance to say his goodbye on paper. He's done such a great job, and you know, sometimes you might have to leave it at that. Sometimes you may not have anything else to say, but if we can bring you an episode with Demir Krylock, of course we're going to aim and try, and I would imagine that that's gonna maybe be a phone call. So yeah, we're kind of bummed about it over here. But we do understand that it's a sport, it's a team, especially with like new additions and new shifts. You gotta make those tough decisions to kind of move forward and onward. And you wish that you could hold on to everybody, and you wish that you could bring everybody along. But sometimes, you have to make those tough decisions. And unfortunately, that's just how sports pans out, man. If I could still have Philip Rivers on the Chargers right now, like, I would, you know, I'd be down for it. Just how you guys would probably take Saborillo back, even though the dude has retired like five times, I feel. All right, so, yeah, man, just thank you, Demir. That's pretty much it from me. And we're going to get the whole team together, and we're going to talk more into depth on that. Other significant switches in the league. Today was announced that Nicolas Lodeiro from the Seattle Sounders, the dude who has won two trophies there, is a veteran. Also, just like a staple, not in that club, but also in the entire Major League Soccer. It looks like there's talks for him to go over to Orlando. So that's a cool pickup by Orlando. But again, you know, like if you put Real Salt Lake in the shoes of Orlando, pretend you're a Orlando fan and you find out that you're getting Nicolas Lodeiro, would you actually be stoked? The dude probably has another year or two left in him. When you get dropped by your club like that, I mean, we're seeing it literally right now with Krylock, right? But Lodeiro is healthy. He's been playing. Yeah. So anyways, that's really the significant movement from today. Another thing that I wanted to touch on real quick is the release of the schedule. So Real Salt Lake has announced their 2024 schedule. And, you know, clearly I'm not going to go over every single match. But it looks like in the month of February, we are going to be away for the first two matches. And so we won't see any football, at least in America First Field, until March. But the good news is that we will have three home matches in March. And so let's just kind of go over the first opponent, which obviously you guys are well aware of. When I heard it was Inter Miami, I was pretty excited, but then bummed to find out that it was away. That would have been so cool to have happen here. You know, have a fresh Messi, a fresh Suarez. Oh, that's crazy. We'll talk about that too. They're just doing reunion tour over there, man. It's like the AC/DC of soccer. And I say AC/DC because they're all very old. So yeah, Real Salt Lake versus Inter Miami on February 21st. Kickoff will be 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys aren't following, you know, you guys are obviously following Real Salt Lake, but what I meant to say is check out their social media, because they always have like little parties where you can go get together with other fans. So if you're maybe new to the state, new to soccer, you need some pals, that's what we used to do. We used to always go to like beer bar or other bars that I haven't been in the bar scene for like 5 years, guys. So I'm getting older, but there's a lot of cool bars out there that you can go and catch the matches at. February 21st, Inter Miami, Real Salt Lake. And then 3 days later, St. Louis and Real Salt Lake. And let's just expand the schedule. So our first kickoff match, at least at home for 2024, is going to happen March 2nd. And that's a 12 p.m. kickoff, which is an early match, which I am all for. I love that. There's nothing better than a match that wraps up by 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then you've got the rest of your Saturday to go hang out. That'll be against LAFC. So Los Angeles Football Club, all their terrible fans will be here in our stadium. They like to think they can fight and be rowdy without consequence. And obviously they light. Dude, they got their freaking club fined so much money for doing their stupid the flares or whatever. Anyways, I've had a few bad experiences with the LAFC fans when they come here. I've tried to go say what's up to them, just be friendly, and they all just want to fight every single time. It's ridiculous. Like, chill. Okay, so March 2nd, LAFC. March 9th, Colorado Rapids will also be in town. That'll be a 7:30 kick, a little bit later. And then we've got an away match, Real Salt Lake versus the Vancouver Whitecaps. So we could maybe see Demir Krylock in that kit versus Real Salt Lake. And then March 30th, we do come back home and we're hosting St. Louis, a great team. Also 7:30 kick. So that's kind of like what the schedule is going to be looking like leading up to the new year. We're just a few months away. And also the official statement from the Vancouver Whitecaps is out. Krylock is now blue and white. Caps are pleased to announce that experienced midfielder and MLS free agent Demir Krylock has signed to a two-year contract through 2025. Welcome to the club, Dami. Damn, that is bittersweet. Bittersweet because, like I said, you'd like to see him close it off here, but sweet because he's still a value. He's still a valuable player, if not super valuable mentality, great for a locker room. So he's off to the Whitecaps. It's official. And that's pretty much it. Let's just wrap it up there before I start crying. Happy for Demir Krylock and happy that you guys are friends. Remember, the best news is going to be on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter or X, hop on there. You'll see photos of Chicho Arango hanging out with James Rodriguez. And then you'll see some more rumors around Savarino, which we actually think that Savarino is probably definitely on his way out, which whatever. It's good riddance at this point. He gets so deflated. We've talked about this like so many times. He's just up and down, up and down, up and down, and you just want consistency. And for me, it's like just bring somebody in who's consistent, mentality-wise, and just, you know, don't bring this player back if that is to happen. So we'll do more reporting on that when things are official. If it happens to be true, like I said, everything is just kind of rumors at this point. But as far as that, thank you for being our friend here at the RSL show. And we'll try to bring you a Krylock interview before the season starts, because it looks like he's going to pack up his stuff and go to Vancouver. See you guys later. See you next year.